It's when you get up into Minneapolis and Duluth that your plant palate just like goes to hell. You can't, you can plant crab apples, you know, that's like, yeah, that's like it. I sent my friend who, for his wedding, I sent him a crab apple tree when he got married. He lives in Duluth. The old viburnum, love the viburnums. If you're not planting viburnums already, what's going on? You should be planting them. There's so many different ones. A lot of them are native. A lot of natives. Not all of them are natives. The Siboldii, for example, I don't think is a native, but from 2 to 30 feet, they can be really big. They can be tiny. I love the trilobums, viburnum trilobum. That's the one that's on the right here. The big fat fruits. They call it like a cranberry viburnum, I think sometimes. Those fruits will persist into the winter. And it's like for some late food for the birds, so it's really good. Basically, because there's so many different kinds out there, there's a wide range of soils types that it's going to fit, so you can always find one that matches. There's one that will grow. It doesn't get the allelopathic problems of a black walnut. You guys know about black walnut, and it can be hard to plant around black walnuts. Viburnum nudum is the one that you can grow around a black walnut. And I also found out from the permaculture woman that like currants and black raspberries will work around black walnuts too. But as far as viburnums go, there's at least one I know that will work around your black walnut tree. But look at the berries, look at the fall color, really great. They can have really nice structure even in the wintertime, you know. That's a good choice. The viburnums are something that you'll be able to use. The winter, hazelnut. Plant hazelnuts. Look at those nuts. That's going to bring foragers all over the place. They're going to love you. The fall color is really amazing. It's you know, they can stay kind of low. They don't always get up to like that 10 to 16 feet, but they can also get pretty big. Tolerates that soil, that clay, and this is kind of another black walnut one. That's what kind of brought me to that. So you can plant these around black walnut too. I know there are people that have a black walnut tree in their yard and they can't figure out what to plant around it, and that's one thing that you can. For those of you that don't know, black walnut trees release a toxin from their root system and make it difficult for lots of plants to grow. Full shade, part sun. So not out in the middle of the sun, you can grow your hazelnut. You can harvest them and eat them yourself if you want. Bayberry, another big favorite. Love those berries. They're there in like December. You see these berries, the blueberries. And then that red fall foliage color. 5 to 10 feet easy, can be really wet. Another one that can be wet. So I've planted these along coastlines and things like that. They're really tough. So what, zone 3 to 9. So you could plant this one up north and be fine. They're super tough. And they'll sucker and things, and they'll get kind of, they get pretty tall. What else have we got? The old wild rose, we talked about that. This is more for sandy soil. Roses like good drainage, even if it's a wild rose. So sandy soil is good. So if you have a sandy patch, the wild rose will do great there. It's going to infiltrate. It's going to do best in full sun. Don't plant a plant like this in the shade. It's going to get leggy and not be happy. And they can be kind of, they can go crazy. A lot of people rip these out. I've been to plenty of gardens where they wanted to rip them out and they were going to do something different. So, but in 2026, we plant them on purpose. So that's different. And we'll get to the ground plants. And-